Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to be with me, as with the Lord's help, we will conclude this time of teaching and sharing that I've been doing on the anointing, not just sharing important concepts from the Word of God on the anointing, but also praying and asking God to minister a new anointing in your life. And I want to, even though I've done that before earlier this week, I want to spend time on this broadcast praying for you. So if you are desiring a new anointing, a new refreshing, then by all means, when we gather our hearts to come before the Lord to pray in faith, I want you to believe that you receive that anointing from the Lord. We need to pray for one another. Yes, I realize this is a radio broadcast, but distance doesn't separate, time doesn't separate. The Spirit of the Lord moves in eternity, praise God, where we really are dwelling. Our bodies are here in this physical earth and this time and space continuum right here. However, we are in the world, but we're not of it, beloved. Praise God. All right, well, let's just continue on. We wanted to discuss, or as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, share some important character traits or qualities which the Bible connects with receiving the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And one of the ways that the anointing is received is by giving, by being generous. And let me share some passages from Proverbs primarily that talks about that. In Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 25, and again, this is the King James, "The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself." That is talking about the blessings of God. The liberal giving person shall be made fat or filled with oil or experience the anointing of God. And that same verse in another translation reads this way: "A generous man grows fat and prosperous." And of course, that's referring to spiritual fatness or anointing. "And he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." Isn't that a wonderful promise? Hey, I don't know about you, but I think I'd want to pursue that. And then another characteristic of the anointing, if you will, is diligence. And for that particular reference, I'd like to share Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 4. "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing." In other words, if someone's lazy, they might want something, but they ain't going to get it. "But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat," or filled with oil. So then if we are diligent, if we are, whatsoever we're doing heartily, as unto the Lord and not as unto man, that God will bless us with His presence. He will bless us with all that the anointing represents. I mean, what can surpass the presence of God, the power of God, the anointing of God? Hallelujah. Those of you who have walked in the anointing, some of you for years, you know what I'm talking about. There's nothing like the anointing of God. Nothing, no experience on earth can compare to that precious anointing that God gives to His people. And not only individually, but beloved, how I long for those services. And, you know, I do attend a local church, and I've been spoiled by UCM services where we just allow the Spirit of God to move. But there is nothing like the corporate anointing that comes when God's people are in unity and they're praising God. And unfortunately, we don't see a lot of churches where God's people come together and the Holy Spirit really is allowed to move as He desires. I mean, if that's the case, then sometimes a scheduled message may not be preached. There may just be ministering to the people or prayer or whatever, moving in the gifts or delivering a very timely word or message in terms of scripture, teaching and preaching. Allowing the Holy Spirit, that's where we're going to have the anointing of God. And when God's people come together in that kind of unity to see God's power poured out, we're going to have the anointing of God. One of those passages of scripture that from a young babe in Christ has always stirred my heart when it talked about the dedication of Solomon's temple. When they were doing that, it says the presence of God came down, the anointing of God was so strong that the priests could not stand to minister. Hallelujah. Praise God. So may the body of Christ experience, and we're going to need that anointing, beloved, in the days in which we're living. All right, well, let's move on. There's another characteristic of someone who is walking in the anointing, and that is trust, and that also brings the anointing, these character responsibilities, or excuse me, these character traits that I'm sharing, and that is trust or faith. Proverbs 28 and 25 says, "He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat." Made fat, what? With oil, obviously. So if we put our faith, we put our trust in the Lord, that person is going to prosper, will experience the presence, the comfort, the blessing, the enabling of the Lord. Another character quality is responsibility. And 1 Samuel tells us how Samuel anointed Saul. And he goes on to say, I won't take the time to read it, but he says, "About this time tomorrow, I will send you a man, and you shall anoint him." He's speaking of the Lord speaking to Samuel. "And you shall anoint him to be prince over my people Israel." My goodness, talk about responsibility. Or as David was anointed to be, first of all, for 7 years, king over Judah, king over all Israel. There is a tremendous responsibility that comes. But with that responsibility comes an anointing, praise God. And then moving on, there is the characteristic of righteousness. Psalm 45 and 7. And of course, this is the very first reference is to Jesus. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And of course, those who will walk in the footsteps of Jesus, those who will love his righteous ways, those who will hate sin. Do you know the fear of the Lord is to hate evil? Yep, that's the actual definition. You can look it up in Proverbs. And so, beloved, we need to love the Lord and his beautiful, his ways are perfect. And then also, I want to move on quickly now because I want to leave time for prayer. And that is purity. There's a reference to that, excuse me, in Ruth, the third chapter, verse 3, where Naomi is counseling Ruth, "Wash yourself, therefore, anoint yourself, and put on your best clothes, and go down to the threshing floor." And this was before she was betrothed to Boaz. And from the line of Ruth came the lineage of the Messiah. And then lastly, I want to read a very familiar passage of scripture, because as I pray, I want you to have this scripture in mind. And of course, that's that beautiful, familiar passage in Isaiah 61. And I believe it was in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus actually, when he was handed the scroll of the prophet, he actually read a portion of this. He was reading, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." This is why Jesus came, beloved. "He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Are you brokenhearted? Well, Jesus came to bind up your broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Are you bound by habits or addictions or things that you just, or negative thought patterns, things you don't want to be doing, that you don't want in your life? He's come to proclaim liberty if you're held captive by anything. Paul said he would not be bound by anything. All things were lawful for him, but not all things were not expedient. He wouldn't be put under the bondage of anything. In a practical way, just personal, help you relate. I love coffee, but there's times I will abstain from coffee because caffeine in itself, you can be addicted to caffeine. And so even though I enjoy it, there's times I will step away from it just because I don't want to be bound by anything. He goes on to say in chapter 61 of Isaiah, he went on reading the opening of the prison to them that are bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. At that point, he stopped. It goes on to say the day of vengeance of our God. But this is the important part, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. This is for us now, today, beloved, to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, hallelujah, for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise God. It goes on to say, and we really don't want to take time to read it, they will build the old waste, they will raise up the former desolations, they shall repair waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Beloved, we have a task before us, we have a job, and we need the anointing of God. Beloved, if any of you are listening, you want to receive a new anointing, just if you're able, lift your hands to God. If you're not, just lift your heart to God and receive. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for the very power of God, the anointing of God, to minister to everyone who's reaching out to you right now. I pray for that new anointing. An anointing that will destroy the work of the enemy, the work of habit patterns, the work of addictions, the work of bondages, of chains that have held them captive. And I release the liberty of the Lord and the oil of joy for mourning. Those who are of heavy heart, those who are oppressed, I release the joy of the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, receive, beloved, and believe that I am going to start a new work in your life. This is a time of new beginnings. It is a time in which you will see doors that have been closed to you open, and you will have a ready word, a quick word to speak. You will have the very mind of the Lord, for I will minister to you the very thoughts of the Lord, my plans for your day, and the vision that, and for the path that you're to walk in, your destiny, I will reveal. I will not hold back, but I will make plain to you. Only keep your eyes set singly upon your Lord, and keep your face set as a flint on your God, and you shall see me work as never before in your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, I wish I had another half hour to minister, but I don't. I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.